Once upon a time, a farm needed bells. Bells were used in conjunction with livestock and other pursuits. Times have changed, but this company remains, and they'll still make bells for farms and much more. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
C.C. Bevan enjoys her work here and a family-owned business, a business that dates to the first decades of this nation.
Its company was started in 1832 by four brothers. We've been around almost 200 years now.
Those brothers came to this country as indentured servants working for a bell maker. They paid off their passage to America and then began what is Bevan Bells today. This town was the place where bells in this country were made.
At one point in East Hampton, we had over 20 bell manufacturers making bells, and luckily today we are the last ones remaining.
Of course, the use of bells back when the company began is much different than today.
Tremendous amount of safety use for bells, so sleigh bells were absolutely massive for us. We would have catalogs 20 pages long of different styles and configurations of sleigh bells.
Today, a cowbell might be a gift or a musical instrument. Back then, it was an essential part of raising livestock.
Agriculture naturally was a very huge part of our business, and it still to this day is part of our business, but definitely not as big as it was. But back then, we made everything from turkey bells and goat bells and sheep bells and cow bells.
While bells are often given as gifts, you may be surprised how this company still meets the needs of industries that need bells in their line of work.
We do safety bells in mines all over the world. We have bells that are on food trucks and food bikes all over the world. So those are very much serving an industrial type of purpose.
You'll notice the background noise in this interview as Cece and I walk the factory floor to see the bells being produced today. It's a treat to see how many places these bells wind up, and I'll share more next time as we travel the countryside in East Hampton, Connecticut. I'm Andrew McCrae.